Okay, now I want to cover five major types of launches. Now, these aren't all inclusive. It's not like this is every type of launch there is, but I think these cover a lot of the situations, and they very well might cover your situation. The other thing is there's hybrids between these. You can sort of mix and match some of the stuff in here depending on your situation. But as I go through these, I want you to look and try to identify which one makes sense, or if you think it should be a combination of one or of two or more, that's fine. But I know a lot of folks watching this might have multiple ideas for multiple launches, but in my experience, it's always best to focus on one and get that one under your belt and then move on to the next one. So I'm just going to go walk right through these. Now, the first one is the quick launch. And this is actually, we just covered the quick launch in the example of the Go Romance launch and also my tax sale launch. So the deal with the quick launch is that it can be a very, very quick payday. I mean, it can literally be a couple days from when you first come up with the idea. And if it's not a couple days, it's usually not more than a week or two till you put the launch together and you get your payday. And that's what it's best for. So it's best for bringing in some money quickly. And, you know, there's just times, you know, you might have a tax bill like I had, or you might need to finish the basement, or you might need a new car or a car repair or whatever. Very quick payday. That's what this is all about. It's very good if you have a list. It's tough to pull off one of these if you don't have a list. I mean, conceivably, you could go out and find a joint venture partner and approach them and say, boy, I've got this great story and I've got this great thing we can put together and do a quick launch there. Conceivably, you could do that, but it's easier if you have your own list. Now, this definitely can be done with an affiliate product. The examples I just showed with the Go Romance and the tax sale were both examples where you had your own product, but this can definitely be done with an affiliate product. So either your product or an affiliate product works just as well. If it's an affiliate product, you're basically doing the exact same thing I already showed you with the tax sale. It's just you're offering an affiliate product. And there's just really very little difference. Now, if you are going to do an affiliate product, it's probably good to put together your own bonus or bundle it with something of yours. Somehow make it unique so people just can't price shop. You can't just go and look somewhere else. In addition, if it is an affiliate product, you probably cannot change the price. You cannot set what price it's being sold at. So how do you put together a big promotion that gets people to move, you know, for this great deal if you can't change the price? Very simple. You add in extra value with some type of bonus. So you can put together a complimentary bonus. And often, whether it's an e-commerce product or a physical product, a service, it's very easy to put together an information product that makes a good complimentary bonus. So if it's like if you're selling tomato cages to help grow tomatoes, then you could easily put together an information product on some aspect of growing tomatoes. It could just be a simple PDF, or it could be an audio. I mean, you could call someone up, find an expert, go to Amazon.com, type Growing Big Tomatoes into the search engines, find the top books, look at those top books, then find the authors on Amazon. They've all got websites, or most all of them have websites. Approach the authors and ask them if you can do an expert interview with them. Get on the phone with them, record a 40-minute interview, and you've got yourself a bonus that could go along with selling your tomato cages or anything to do with tomatoes or vegetables. It's not hard to do this, to create an information bonus to go with an affiliate product. Okay, next, it's generally based on a discount, an upgrade, or, I didn't type it in here, or let me see if I can put this in real quick. Or, let's see, oh, there we go, or bonus. So actually, it was in there, it was just hidden, so let me make this a little bigger. There we go. Generally based on a discount or an upgrade or a bonus. And you really want to have a reason why you're going to do this launch, but it doesn't have to be incredibly strong. I mean, if you think about it, my tax sale wasn't all that great an idea. It didn't really have anything to do with the trading market. I mean, that's what I was doing was I was selling stuff into the trading market. This was just a reason why, an unexpected reason why I needed cash fast. And in reality, I didn't even need the cash. I mean, I could have paid the tax bill myself, but it just gave me a good reason why. So it doesn't have to be any incredible reason why. It could be your kids graduating from high school, anything like that you can do a quick launch for. Okay, so now let's move along to the seed launch. And I hope you guys, some of you who meet this criteria where you've already got some type of a list, go out and knock out one of these launches and let me know about it, because this is the type of thing where it's real easy to do and simple to do, and you could have results by next week. Okay, so let's go to the seed launch. Now, this is what you're going to do when you don't have a list, or you've got a tiny, tiny list, maybe 30 or 50 people or a few hundred people. You do a seed launch. And the really cool thing about this is it can be used to create a product, and it can help you build a list. Now, you don't need a big buildup for this, and it really sets the stage for the next thing, the internal launch. So basically what you're doing in this case is you're taking that very small list of maybe 30, 50, 100, 200 people, and you're going out and you're actually enlisting them to help you create the product. You're going out there and you're finding out exactly what they need. And then what I like to do, especially for information products, is create like a teleseminar series for those people. So go out, find out what they want, what they need to know about your niche. And then simply put on a series of 2 or 3 or 4 teleseminars about that, where they're invited. And you can either do this by selling it to them, or you can do this by giving it to them for free. And this is what I actually did for Product Launch Formula. I went and I spoke at Yannick Silver's Underground Seminar. This was in early 2005. And what I did was I sold something that I called the Product Launch Workshop, I think. And I sold that for, a couple $1,000s to everyone in the audience who wanted to purchase from it. And really, not many people took me up on it. I don't know, 10, 12 people took me up on it. And then what I did was I knew that wasn't enough people to really create the interaction that I wanted. So then I went out and I invited some of my friends, people that I knew wanted to know more about the stuff I was doing with product launches. So I offered them in on a comp basis. So when you added all the people in, there was probably, 30 people or so, 30 or 4 people took that initial product launch workshop with me. And I delivered a series of 6 teleseminars. Actually, I promised 6 teleseminars. I think I delivered 8 or 9 teleseminars. And I taught my product launch techniques. All along throughout that process, I was gathering feedback from them. I always wanted to know what I wasn't teaching well enough. So I learned how to teach the material. Then I turned it into a home study course. Of course, it was a really good quality home study course because I had learned how to teach the material from teaching it in the small group setting. That small group setting also created a bunch of success stories. People took what I taught them and they went and they did a launch. And all of a sudden I have my case studies and my testimonials. So this is how you can actually create a product. And then often when you build, you start off with that tiny little seed list, and then you find your champions there and you create a great product. And then often your list will grow through word of mouth, or else at that point you're going to be able to get joint venture partners because you've got this great product because you've worked closely with people that really helped you create the product. That's why I call it a seed launch, because it begins like a little seed where you're just delivering it to a small number of people and it can grow into something very, very large. Now, a lot of times people ask, how do you get that first list, that first 50 people or 100 people? And typically the easiest way to do this, the really easy way to do this, is put together some type of a website with a free report on whatever your topic is, and then go and join some forums and start posting in the forums in whatever your niche is. And if you don't know of the forums, just take your niche and say it's growing big tomatoes. And if it's growing big tomatoes, just go to Google and type growing big tomatoes forum and you're going to find the forums and go and start participating on those forums. Be helpful, answer questions, ask real questions, become a part of that community. And then eventually you can put like a little signature below your, you know, your posts, and that can send people to your website. And, you know, this isn't a way you're going to grow thousands and thousands of people onto your list, but this is a way you can add the first 30 or 50 or 100 people. And these are quality people for your list because they're people that have had some exposure to you and some interaction. So those are going to be some of the most powerful people on your list. So now I don't want to go too deeply into this because right now this is an overview of these five major types. But the seed launch can be really, really powerful. It's worked for a lot of people. It worked for me. I went from a seed launch to a big joint venture launch. Now I did have experience doing launches, and so I was able to make that leap. A lot of people are going to want to go the internal launch first. So let's talk about that internal launch. A little too big there. Okay. So for the internal launch, a lot of people, I see people making mistakes because they want the big joint venture launch. They want the big payday here, and they skip this step. And that can often get you into trouble. So this is the internal launch. It's much easier than doing a big joint venture launch than doing the big launch where you've got all kinds of partners and bring in tons and tons of partners. So it's much easier to do because you're just focusing on your product and your list. This is something you use when you have a list. And the internal launch is beautiful because it's not that hard to do. It's not that complicated. You can control the entire process because you're not dependent on someone else. You're not dependent on a partner mailing for you. You're not dependent on affiliates mailing for you. You control the process all the way through. So it's a lot easier to get the launch right, to get the timing right, to get the messaging right. Another thing is you're playing on a much smaller stage. If you screw up, if something messes up in either the offer or the product, the deliverables, the customer support, anywhere along the line you screw up, the only people that see it are, you know, your followers, the people that are on your list. It's not like you've got 60 or 100 partners all mailing for you and everyone can see your errors. It gives you time to figure out your fulfillment, your customer support, all the logistical issues before you launch to the entire world with your big joint venture launch. Now, this is a really critical thing. The success with your internal launch really sets the stage for the big payoff in your great big joint venture launch because you're figuring out the numbers. You're figuring out your conversion rates. You're figuring out what visitors are worth, what people adding to your list is worth. You're figuring out the conversion rates. You're starting to nail down what your offer should be. I mean, you're starting to nail down your sales letter. Then, basically at that point, when you go to do the big joint venture launch here, you take all your numbers and you can tell them to your potential partners. You can say, hey, you know, we're not just trying some, you know, this isn't a new untried type of thing I'm trying out on you guys. I'm not going to practice on your list. I'm not experimenting with your list. Let me tell you what we did. When we did a launch to our list, for every person on our email list, we brought in $27. Now, I can't guarantee these exact same results with you, but since I'm paying you a 50% commission, if we get the same kind of results, that means $27 for every name that you put on my list. That means I'm going to send you $13.50. And when you can start to talk about those numbers with your potential partners, all of a sudden, it gets a lot easier to get partners to get on board with you and to mail for you and to promote for you. Because you're not treating their list as a guinea pig. You're coming in with a tested process and people will respond to that. The other deal is internal launches can be quite lucrative because you're not going to be paying your partners. You get to keep all the money. And if this is like an information product, I mean, you could be seeing most of the money going straight to your bottom line. So the big joint venture launches, the sales can be huge. I mean, they can be 5 or 10 times bigger than an internal launch. But because you're keeping all the revenue with the internal launch, a lot of times that the huge joint venture launch is, even though it's 5 or 10 times the revenue, might only be 2 or 3 or 5 times the bottom line. So even though this is smaller, the internal launch is generally smaller, it can be very, very lucrative. And frankly, it's just a lot less stressful. Because once you get into the big launch, the big joint venture launch, you're playing on this big stage and you really have to have all your ducks in a row. You can screw up with your list. They'll be a lot more forgiving than other people's lists and other partners. So generally, I mean, I like to, unless there's some constraint, some big constraint, I like to go with an internal launch first and then come back with a joint venture launch. You do the internal launch, that means you've got your sales letter done, you've got your emails done. You can take that stuff and you can just reuse it with the big launch. Because the people on this list, they've never seen your sales letter, they've never seen your email copy, they've never seen your launch story, they've never seen any of it. So it's brand new and fresh with them, so you can just come back and use that same material for your big joint venture launch. It's just you're putting off this big payday for a short period of time. Maybe it's a month, maybe it's a couple of weeks, maybe it's 3 months. But what it means is when you get to here, it's going to be a lot less stressful because you've already been through it one time. Okay, now the big joint venture launch. This is where the really big payday comes in. I mean, this, you can see, like I said before, 5 to 10 times the revenue. This is the big, big payday. Now be careful, like I said, if this is your first launch, or even if it's the first launch for this product, you're running a lot of risks. You're playing on a big stage. I learned this from my friend Jeff Johnson. He said, practice on your B clients. And don't ever treat your list like it's your B client as opposed to your A client. But the reality is they're going to be more forgiving. So here, you practice, you get everything nailed down with this forgiving audience before you step onto the big stage. One of the beautiful things about a big joint venture launch, if it's done right, and I'm going to show you how to do it right as we go through this program, it can build your list in an incredible way. I mean, in some markets, you might add 5, 10, 20, 50,000 people to your list. So with these big, big, huge joint venture launches, you could actually just take all the money that you make, all the bottom line profits, and even if you didn't make any profits whatsoever, the list you build during this launch would be well worth it. It could set you up literally for life. Okay, now it's hard to grasp this until you really get into it. But basically, you're going to have to manage your partners. They're going to be coming back to you. They're going to be looking for links. They're going to be looking for, some of them might look for special copy. They're not going to be able to figure out how to get into their affiliate software and check on their results. They're going to have questions about bonuses. They're going to have questions about timing. You're going to have to be putting out updates to them quite often. You'll probably be mailing your partners nearly every day during your launch and your pre-launch. The bottom line is managing your partners can be time consuming as the rest of the launch combined. I mean, if you're going to be a one full-time person on like your internal launch, you're out there doing it by yourself. If you're going to try to do it here, all of a sudden you're going to be working 16 hours a day. If you were working 8 hours a day, if you're going to do an internal launch and it's going to take you 8 hours a day for 3 weeks or something, you're talking 16 hours a day right here. But the beautiful thing is if you do the internal launch first, all that initial work's out of the way, so you've got plenty of time to spend on it here. I'm just telling you that once you get into a big joint venture launch, I mean, the power here is unbelievable. The positioning, the list build, the money, it's breathtaking what you get out of this. But it is going to consume more time and energy just managing those partners. Okay. Just be sure you test all your systems ahead of time. I mean, that's why I like to do that internal launch. That way you've done the customer service, you've done the fulfillment, you know what's going on. If you can't do that, if you're starting off with this big launch, do your best to test your systems. I'm just coming off our launch where we took our server down because we had so much traffic from all our partners. Our server just, it melted down within a minute or two of us going live. It was less than a minute, actually. And so, I mean, that it would have been tough for us to really stress our system with that kind of traffic ahead of time. We thought we did good. We had like a really fast server, a really fast dedicated machine. We did a bunch of things to harden the server, to protect against a meltdown. We did some really fancy stuff. We thought we had it nailed, but it went down immediately. Now, that'd be bad enough if like you had lots and lots of people that wanted to buy your product and pay you money to have your server be down. Because the reality is most of those people are going to come back and try to buy from you in the future, you know, once the server comes back up. But some of them will just be plain irritated or they just won't get around to it. So you absolutely will lose sales. And I can guarantee you our server was down for about 38 minutes and we absolutely lost sales because of that. But what was even worse than losing some sales is since our server was up for about a minute or so, we had tons and tons and tons of people that hit that page, that loaded our page, then they read our sales letter, and meanwhile, the server's down, but the page is loaded in their browser. They don't know the server's down because they're sitting on our page. Then they fill out all their information, they fill out their credit card, and they hit enter. And at that point, our server's still down. And so what do they get? They get like a server not found, and they don't know whether or not their order went through. And so they're sitting there trying to refresh and nothing's coming up. The server's still down. You know, 38 minutes later, our server comes up. What's the first thing they do? Well, they do one of two things. Either they go to our help desk and they put in a help request, which means that within 10 minutes of our help desk coming back up or our server coming back up, our help desk has probably got, 300 different people putting in help requests. I mean, it floored our support people and kept them behind. They were struggling to catch up for days, working insane hours. It just put them behind the eight ball right from the start. The other thing people did is if they didn't go ahead and put in a support request right away, then they went in and they placed another order. And then they put in a support request, wanting to know if they've got two orders or not. And in fact, it got so crazy, some of them, like their orders weren't going through, so they had they tried to order it time after time. Just the whole server going down created days of customer support issues for us. Now the thing is I'm pretty good at this stuff. I've done a lot of these launches, and we had systems in place. We thought we had the server in place, but even with all that experience, we were still able to. I don't want that to sound in any way less a positive, because when that server went down, it was a catastrophe for us and it put us way behind the eight ball. So I'm going on and on here. I don't want to scare you off from the big joint venture launch, but I just want to impress on you that there's a lot more demands on you. And if you've got a launch team, a lot more demands on your team, and you're playing on a much bigger stage. And if you have the time to go ahead and do an internal launch and then wait 3 or 4 weeks and then come back with a big JV launch, it will be smoother and you'll probably in the long run do much better that way. I've done tons and tons and tons of internal launches and they're a lot easier. They're actually fun. I would much rather do one of these. I mean, I love the dollars and all the power, the list build that comes from here, but this one's like a walk in the park, and this one is it's an epic undertaking. You get epic results, but it's an epic undertaking. Okay, I hope I haven't scared everyone off from that, because they're wonderful. They are really, really wonderful. But given a choice, figure out what you're doing with the internal launch first. Okay, now I've really beat that into the ground. Another thing is, I mentioned this earlier, it's easier to recruit partners if you can show them you have an offer that converts. And if you did that in internal launch first, then you're covered. You got an offer that converts. And I just already talked about that. So again, I'm going to be showing you exactly how these things work, because I've got several examples. I'm going to walk you through how we did a big joint venture launch and every step of the way, because I know that, this is something to strive for. It's just, if I were you, it wouldn't be my first launch. I've done dozens and dozens and dozens of launches. And I still really like the internal launches. Okay. Now, boy, I should really get an award for beating that into the ground. Okay. Affiliate and e-commerce launches. These are actually, if you, I mean, they're actually fairly similar to the actually the quick launch. Basic, ooh, I need to get some yellow highlight in here. Let's see if I can get some yellow here. Just hang with me for a sec. Okay, what's going on? Fill, yellow, there we go. Okay. If you're going to do an affiliate launch or an e-commerce launch, it should generally be story-based. You should do a story-based launch. This is a good formula for the story. Is think about telling the story from like when you first made the decision to look at a product, to buying the product, to using the product, to getting results from the product, and then offering it for sale. It's just, it's a nice chronology. It's like if you, say you find something, you know, say you wholesale products and you learn about a product, you can tell your list that you just learned about this product. It looks sort of cool, but you're not sure about it. So you decided, what the heck, you'll go ahead and order the thing because, you know, there's a guarantee anyways. And if you don't like it, you'll just return it. So you place your order and you really are fairly, you know, you really are excited about this because it's going to solve your big problem that you've been working on that's been irritating you. And so you just went ahead and ordered it. And you just, in fact, you got a shipping notice and looks like it's going to ship the next day. And then a couple days later, you can talk about, oh, you just went and checked their UPS site and it looks like it's going to be delivered tomorrow. I'm really excited about this because, you know, this has been a really vexing issue, a big problem that I've been trying to figure out. And, you know, I'm a little skeptical, but I'm holding out hope that this will actually give me the results I'm looking for. Next day, you can tell your list that you actually got the product, that you opened it up, and the early results look, surprisingly enough, it looks really, really good. And then a couple days later, you come back and you can tell them, wow, this thing really is, I cannot believe it. I become a fanboy. This is just like fantastic. It's just done fantastic, you know, unbelievable results. And, you know, in fact, so good that I'm actually going to, I'm going to stock this in my store. I'm placing an order to get a whole bunch of them to come in. And looks like it's going to be about, you know, 4 to 5 days till it comes in. I'll let you know as soon as we get some. And then, boom, it shows up. Hey, wow, they've got this thing, but we only got a limited quantity. I think it's going to sell out pretty quick. So if you're interested, go do this. And you know what? I actually decided, I think this thing is so great. I put together this special bundle of bonuses that you'll get if you buy it from me. So, I mean, that's that type of story of like finding something, looking into it, having success with it, and then offering it for sale along with some extra goodies, some extra bonuses or extra package or whatever, that can work really, really well, that general theme. And you can take this thing, I mean, and use it with pretty much any affiliate product or any e-commerce product. Now, this is the type of launch, again, you're going to want to have a list to do this launch, but you can often do it with a really small list. And you're going to want to add something to the offer, like a bonus or to create a bundle. And this is where even if you're not doing information products, you can create a bonus, you know, that is an information product and give that away. So, you know, if it's some widget, you know, growing, it's a bunch of tomato cages, you could create a bonus that could be a MP3. It could be a PDF report. It could be even a physical information product, a DVD that you'll give them if they actually do, you know, purchase the tomato cages from you. Very, very effective to use information products as bonuses. So even if you're doing affiliate stuff or e-commerce stuff, you should be paying attention to all the info marketing stuff I'm going to be covering here. This can be done really quickly, and it's basically very similar to the quick launch. And I mean, if you're running an e-commerce site, you could do something like this every single week. You know, feature a new product with a new story behind it, and a new little mini launch, or at a minimum every 2 weeks or every month. You could do this repeatedly time after time. This is really key here. This can be done long after your product is first launched, or let's say first introduced. In fact, it usually works better that way because you're not going to be competing with a bunch of other people. You, when you do this type of launch, you don't want to have 10 other people selling the product, promoting the product at the same time. So if you wait 3 months or 6 months after a product's introduced, then the market's wide open, there isn't a lot of noise, and that gives you the space to do a product launch for that item, bundle in your bonus thing, and you know the airwaves are clear, and go ahead and sell the thing. Another thing you can do is you can see if you can get help from the creator or the manufacturer often, especially if it's like the product's been released and, you know, it had a little initial pop, but now the sales have slowed down, you can often get the product creator or the manufacturer to, I don't know, do an interview with you, or they might have something laying around that they could let you offer as a bonus. Just go to them and ask them tell them you want to put together a promotion for them and you're looking for anything they can do for you that could provide some incentive, whether it's a bonus or getting on the phone and doing a teleseminar or shooting a video or anything like that. You'll often get a lot of traction when you go straight to the creator or the manufacturer. Okay, so those are the five major types here. Now, one of the things is there's a lot of overlap here, and these aren't absolutely cut and dried. Like a lot of times, a seed launch and an internal launch can blur together. And you can go straight from an internal launch right into a joint venture launch. And so there's a lot of different combinations and permutations among these five major types of launches. But I just wanted to sort of run through really quickly. Now, I'll be showing you explicit examples of these where I can show you the exact emails we use and the exact sequences we use. But I just wanted to get you thinking about these five major types of launches. And as you go forward in your planning here, it's important. I know a lot of people listening to me right now have got like 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 different launches they're thinking about doing. Pick out one of those launches and just plan that launch as we go through this process. Don't try to create or plan for multiple launches at once. Just get one under your belt. You can always come back. This stuff's not going anywhere. It's going to work years from now. So just focus on getting one launch done, get that thing done, and then you can move forward. Maybe at that point you can plan 2 at once. I don't know. You know, I try to work it with one launch at a time myself. It's easier. I tend to be more focused, and it just works better that way. So don't try to plan a whole bunch of launches. Work on one launch as we go through this process together.